Blog Talk Radio.
It's Business Baby with Melissa Amber on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
Business Baby with Melissa Ambers. We are on live with the Twins of Media Local right here in Houston, Texas. They are the creators and publishers of Beautifully Said magazine, and they have been around for quite a bit here in Houston, and they have traveled. They have crossed paths with many celebrities that we know of that we see every day. So if you're listening, I know you're listening. Be sure, you know, send us tweets, call in. Be sure that you ask whatever questions you want to ask. This is your opportunity to get those savvy solutions for what you want, to submit an article, to be a part of a magazine, or just, you know, to inquire if you know somebody that you think you may want to, that should be in a magazine. Call in is 646-716-4701. And we're going in to welcome our guests. Hello, Latricia and Latasha.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling in and joining this Business Baby today. And, you know, I'm excited to talk to both of you. And, you know, y'all both sound alike. So, yes, you're going to have to distinguish who we're talking to as we're going through this conversation. But, do you find it, you know, a lot of people hit on the point, not only are y'all twins, but, you know, you sound alike, you look alike, and it's just, you know, the whole thing. Is that part of your niche on being in media?
Well, this is Latasha. I'll just say Tasha for the remaining of the call. Definitely our niche. We were always doing things growing up together, whether we realize it or not. And I always say now that there was a reason why we were born twins. It just sounds like cliche to somebody, but really, we were born twins for a very specific reason. And as we were playing and, you know, doing entrepreneurial things as youth without even realizing it, it really laid out the foundation for what we do now. Our relationship was great then, it's great now. And so definitely the twin factor, being sisters, working together like we do now. Again, we were doing it as children, and so it's just natural for us to be where we are now, working together. And the twin factor definitely works. Every time we do a media interview, people are always intrigued. Oh, this is my first time speaking with twins. So it's always a conversation starter. So, yeah, it's great.
Okay. Well, how did you come up with the name Beautifully Said for a magazine?
Okay, well, this is Tasha. Beautifully Said magazine, going to really be simple with it. It was a vision from God. Basically, we were, you know, in our home, and we got the vision to start a magazine. And we didn't come up with the name. The name was just given to us. I don't know how other way to explain that for anybody to understand, but it was just given to us, the vision. And so what it represents is, Beautifully Said magazine represents being able to speak, to write, to convey any type of message through media with a positive slant. And so that's basically what the name represents, that we'll cover topics and information like any other media outlet, from any other journalistic viewpoint, but we're going to do it in a way that the reader will be able to take something away from it and not be, you know, just inundated with negative energy and information.
Okay. Okay, so do you distinguish on articles that you publish in your magazine when you know, you have a variety of different people and just want to get in media? They don't have a true branding reason, or their brand may not be ready for a magazine. Do you distinguish and, you know, I don't want to say reject an article, but, you know, push back on not this time? Or do you pretty much find a way to publish just about anything that's sent to you?
Tricia, I'll answer that, Melissa, in saying that we do try to support everybody in their writing efforts, but we also try to keep in mind the culture of Beautifully Said magazine. And so if someone, we don't do gossip, I will say that. Like Latasha said, you know, we cover the topics that you see trending on social media. However, we just always put a positive slant to that. So if someone can understand that in writing for Beautifully Said magazine, we do welcome that.
Okay, so explain the culture. You mentioned the culture of the magazine. Explain that.
Well, the culture is we, you know, I don't want to, like, this is still Tricia, call out different publications and whatnot because we do respect, you know, our colleagues in the media world. However, we feel like we can tell a story whether somebody's having a breakup, whether somebody's dealing with depression, going through bankruptcy, or whatever the case may be, but also put a positive spin to it so that our readers can learn something from that mishap, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then this is Tasha. I also want to add to that, as far as the culture, you know, the backdrop for Beautifully Said magazine is creative artists, which is the entertainment part of it, entrepreneurs, and everyday lifestyle living. And so usually, even from the celebratory factor, they usually encompass all three of those things, that, you know, whether they're an actor or a singer. And then aside from their craft, they're doing something business-related. And then there's the family part of it, you know, their mother, father, husband, wives. So it encompasses all of that as far as the culture. So even in saying that, just getting people to understand that if you are a creative artist, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are just doing everyday lifestyle living things, that we want to be able to show our readers that these people are doing what they love, because that's a key thing. We want to show people doing what they love, being realistic and saying that it's hard work, that they have to work at it, but then also showing, hey, I love to do this, it's hard work, but I'm successful in it because this is exactly what I want to do. So that's what we want our articles to convey to our readers and our listeners, and that's the culture of just doing what you love and just hopefully inspiring other people to do that as well.
Okay. So when is your magazine digital or is it print?
This is Tricia, we're actually both. We're online, and also we have a print publication that is encompassed of 2 months together. Like, our next issue will be May and June.
Okay. So when a person, you know, that's on the Internet or they had a hard copy in their hand and they say, oh, I got to be a part of this, and I just want to, you know, not only have an article in it but just be a part of the journey with Beautifully Said, what would you say to a person like that that want to be a part of your magazine? How can they go about doing that, and what would be your suggestions as far as submitting articles?
Okay, this is Tasha. Foremost, you have to love writing. And I say that you have to love writing because when things are not happening as quickly as maybe you would like them to, that still has to be your passion. If you get a rejection letter from someone because maybe you're just not a fit, that still has to be your passion. You have to want to do it regardless. And so with that being said, if someone is interested in submitting an article to Beautifully Said magazine or to another publication, again, you have to love writing. And then also you have to do your research. You have to do your homework. You don't want to send an article to a car magazine, and you're in no way interested in cars, but you're just doing it because you want to just quickly get your article out somewhere, if that makes sense. You want to send your articles to publications.
You're breaking up. Oh, we lost her.
Oh, we lost her.
We lost her. Hopefully she'll go ahead and call us back. But, yeah, did you want to go ahead and finish that?
Yes. Okay, so I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question again, Melissa?
It was there. I think this is her. She popped right back on. You're back with us?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with that. Maybe I was supposed to get that out.
That's okay. Look, that's what happens on live radio. So we live, hey, things happen.
And that is
go
okay.
Ahead and, that's okay. That is okay.
Yeah, the phone never hangs up ordinarily. But no, anyway, so what I was going to finish up and say is you have to just be interested in the publication where you want to submit your articles. Because not only not only do you want your articles to be seen, but you also want to be proud of where you're having your information displayed. And not only does that help the magazine, it also helps you as a writer as well. So just doing your homework, knowing which genre, which culture you're interested in, and then once you do that, then you're more likely to be satisfied with the outcome as far as submitting your articles.
And this is Trisha. I'm going to add to that as far as her, Latasha mentioned the love of writing. I also want to mention that putting in the work as well, because if you're going to write for a magazine, it's not all glitz and glamour. A lot of people look at the pictures and they think, oh, okay, that's Mike Epps, that's so-and-so and such-and-such. You know, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes to be able to produce the product for our readers to be able to enjoy good content.
Okay. Well, what do you say, because you are in media, you're on the internet, you're on social media, you see all of this stuff that's going on. And businesses that's up and coming, regardless of what they are or their business may be, you see the things that's being posted and has posted, if you will, put it nicely. What do you say about that and how should they really go back? Of course, we know we got to put the work in. There are things that we definitely have to do, but so many is just quick to say, oh, I'm going to post, or I'm going to put this out, I'm going to put that out. But again, not doing the homework, not paying attention to your brand, not paying attention to, who you're tagging and different things like that. So what are your comments about that by being in the media and seeing those type of things?
This is Trisha. I would say, first of all, careful posting. Latasha and I, as media personalities, we see a lot of people sharing information, and it's okay to share information on social media. However, just with writing, you have to do your homework and research. A lot of the stories that have been shared on social media, for one, they're gossip, and for another, they may not be the right information. If that makes sense. And so when you share content like that, now you have thousands and millions of people reading something that's not true, but it's already out there in the atmosphere. So as far as Beautifully Said Magazine, like I said, we tell the same stories as other people do, but with some integrity and truth to it.
Absolutely.
And then, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, this is Tasha. What I was going to add to that is, just purpose your posting, purpose your blogs, your articles, your writing in general. And what I mean by that is know who your audience is, know what message you want to deliver to that audience. If you love to cook and you get in the house and all you can do is 30-minute meals or whatever, then you may be an expert on 30-minute meals, and you can write about that, and you can reach out to other people that are in that same situation and be able to get the message across clearly. So just, just have purpose in your posting, and be careful with it. Tend to it carefully, and tending to it carefully means, just paying attention to the details of it. Sometimes we have to just wait out, not trying to post as quickly so that we can make sure that what we're writing is neat. It's pretty. I always like to say pretty, when I'm thinking about writing, just making the writing look pretty and attractive to your readers, paying attention to the words, the interviewee subject's names, those kind of the dates, just attention to detail, because a lot of times we can read articles now because we want to get them up so quickly that, a lot of us, we see that missing information. So just the attention to detail and just being really careful in what you're posting. And even if I would say to a writer, an aspiring writer, or someone that's just hasn't quite gotten into it yet, if that's what you want to do and you're on a scale where you're just blogging about something or you're just jotting something down on your own, just practice that at that very time. Just practice just, mm-hmm. you know, carefully reporting or listing or documenting information, and it would definitely help you in the long run.
Okay, I like that. I mean, it's plain and simple, so hopefully they got it. So you mentioned earlier, and I always call it the pretty ugly of what nobody likes to talk about. You know, we see, like, is it the glitz, the glam? We see, oh, they're, you know, standing next to this person, or they traveled here, or they're on a plane or whatever. But the work behind it, the research, the phone calls, the, you know, emails, all of this stuff that's behind the scenes that nobody see, that's that pretty ugly. So how would you describe, you know, your day in the office, getting, you know, prepared for an upcoming issue, getting prepared for those postings and receiving all of these emails with articles of people saying, hey, here's an article, you know, publish it, you know, sifting through all of that stuff and seeing, you know, what we can use, what we can't use, why we can't use it, can we twist it or whatever. Explain your day in the office with going through all the multitudes of things that you have to get to the glitz and glamour.
Tricia, I will say that the start of the day, we're both spiritual beings. You know, we thank our Heavenly Father for the day, and we pray for guidance, you know, to get through the day. And Latasha mm-hmm. and I, being twin sisters and best friends, you know, we have good days and we have bad days with the publication. Her and I have sort of got a groove. You know, we've been up many a night, stayed up all night, worked all day in reference to deadlines and things like that. So for her and I, mm-hmm. sifting through emails or any kind of phone calls, it's just something that we know we have to do. First of all, we love this. And, you know, you have to love your work. And so staying up all night or being up all day, to us, it doesn't really feel like work. It does get frustrating sometimes, I will say. But because we love it so, we just get through it, Melissa, because we love it.
And this is Tasha. And also with that, you know, you asked, like, a day of what we do to get things ready. You know, that goes back to the researching, the reading, attention to detail, you know, dealing with different types of personalities, whether it's PR. And that's not to be said in a bad way. It's just we deal with so many different people. So then it's the business relationships as well. The business personality, sometimes you can't take things personally. It's a business decision, what's best for you and what's best for mm-hmm. that opposite side. At the end of the day, to take you into our day, at the end of the day, we want to be able to deliver a good product. Print magazine, our in-person presence, doing media, behind the scenes mm-hmm. as far as what we have to do in order for you all to see things on the forefront. And so there's so many different areas that are involved in our daily task. And then there is the responsibility to the community, which, you know, a lot of people don't think about that. When you have taken on the fact that you say, I have a responsibility to the community to provide information, to provide a story, to provide an interview, whether it be in person or something that they read, that's something that we take very seriously. Again, going back to tending to people's stories, what can we say or what questions can we ask this interview subject through their own story that the reader can relate to? You know, and we take the good with the bad. We take maybe when something didn't work out with the public relations person or it didn't work out with someone who wanted to be a part of Beautifully Said magazine, and guess what? That's okay. That's all a part of the mm-hmm. process because at the end of the day, it's a lot of work. And you do look at pictures. You do look at someone in person. Perception can go all kind of different ways. You know, people perceive things the way that they want. But so for our daily task, we, our main thing is to just make sure that the publication that we have will be seen, read, appreciated, and talked about.
And this is Tricia, Melissa. I want to add to that, you have to be organized as well, because sometimes in the beginning, when you are starting a business, you are the administrative assistant, you are the editor, you are pretty much everything in your business. So you have to be organized.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, with that organization, you know, that leads me into, you know, finding systems that work for you, finding that process. And because it's more than one person in the office, finding that process that both people are comfortable with. So when things are being done, it's not the, you know, back and forth, well, I like to do it this way, then another person can't find it, or I like to do it this way, another person can't find it. So, you know, that kind of leads into people that have, you know, partnered with others, and, you know, they're trying to just get that piece together. So what would a, right now I know you have your processes together, but just getting up to that part, how difficult was it to kind of, you know, meet in the middle? You know, what was, how often did you have to compromise to say, okay, we could figure this out and do it this way, even though I may not like it, or, you know what I mean?
Well, this is Tricia. I would say for, this is Tricia, for me, it was a learning process. I think once we came to realize, you know, because there are things we do alike and things we do, you know, separately, and we kind of just, you know, blended things together. You know, one may be probably really good at graphics. Another person may be really good at editing. You know, you just kind of just blend everything together so that it works to get the product out there.
So pretty much know your strengths.
Yes, I would say that, yes.
Yeah, definitely. This is Tasha. Definitely know your strengths, recognizing your weaknesses. And with that being said, it's just Latricia is more technical than I am. And I like the writing part of it more than trying to go in and do something techie. I have to say techie-wise. That's just the word I'm going to use. And so,
if I have to,
I will. But trust me, I'm gonna look around and see if I can pull somebody else first before I even have to do it. But I like the writing part of it more, and you know, so we play off of that. We both were born creative, so you know, that's something that we definitely appreciate. So we are creative beings. But so that's a similarity, and then the differences would be those little pieces where Latricia might do something more technical than I, and I might want to write something more than she may want to look at something digital design wise. And so, like I said, so we both can do these things, but then when one loves to do it more than the other, we're like, okay, hey, that's your groove. This is mine over here. And it works for us. And what I started to realize some time ago was that's exactly the way it was supposed to be. Latricia was given something, I was given something, and we play off of that, and it really gels really well for us now because we have, like, two different departments that we deal in that we oversee, and then we bring it together to bring the magazine together.
And you have to be okay with that. I think that's, this is Tricia, I think that's why it works for us, because, you know, we're not trying to upstage one another. And so I'm okay with her being stronger in one area and vice versa.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It goes back to, you know, knowing and accepting your strengths and weaknesses and not being that, you know, Superwoman or Superman, I can do all things, you know,
right.
So it's just understanding that area, take your cape off, and just chill for a minute, is what I say,
chill for a minute, yeah. Yes.
So again, if you are listening, be sure that you, you know, ask your questions, you know, submit on Twitter. We're on Twitter. And we're on the It's Business Baby site, It's Business Babe, BAB1. And we're also chatting with, tagging Beautifully Said Magazine, and that's BSM_magazine. Hashtag Savvy Solutions. So be sure you're following and you're chatting with us on Twitter. So you're getting everything together and you have your team in place. And say if, you know, it's something that you have to go out in the public and, you know, you're recognized and people may stop you, ask questions, or you may be actually out working, interviewing certain things. For someone that's have the skills, they have the gift to do this, but they're sitting back in that corner and they're like, oh, you know, I don't have all this money or I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get started. What tips would you share with someone just briefly on how they can, you know, finally just get up and make that first step to start with their online magazine or print?
Okay, well, this is Tasha. We're kind of like listening, like who's going to answer first? Wait a minute. Okay, so this is Tasha. It goes back to again what I said earlier. First and foremost, you have to love what you do. If you do not, I can't emphasize it enough. If you do not love what you do, it is not your passion. You don't feel like you don't feel it's your calling or your gift. You will not stick with it. And that's just the bottom line. And I want to say that to anybody that's listening because, you know, if you don't, you know, when things happen, you want to just bawl whatever it is that you're dealing with and just hurl it across the room. And, you know, and we've had those moments. But because this is what we are supposed to do, you know, it stays with us no matter what. We can have a really bad day and then we'll get a confirmation email or a phone call later that reassures us, okay, this is exactly what we are supposed to be doing. So just to answer your question, a person has to love what they do and then start on a small scale. Don't start first to be recognized. You know, don't start to be seen in public. You know, oh, I want so-and-so to see me on this picture or I want my article to be in the top tier magazines. That's fine. Go for that. And if it happens for you that much quicker, then that's perfect. That's fine. But you have to work it up. You have to actually be consistent in what you do. And consistency is very, very important. It's the make or break of someone saying, you know, didn't you start that blog 3 months ago and now you're doing this 3 months later and then you're doing this 6 months later. And so just be very consistent in what it is that you're wanting to do with the blog, writing, starting a magazine. Just start off on the scale that is most comfortable to you at that moment, and then get with someone else who has definitely been there, created one, currently involved in it. You want to go ahead and seek out someone that can give you guidance on that. You also want to do, you know, again, do your research, do your reading, do your homework. Look at ways in which you can reach your audience. Look at ways in which you can what's the best way to get your message out? Is it a blog? Is it a digital magazine? Mm-hmm. Or is it basically just going out in public and just interviewing people? But the bottom line is, it's just you have to want to do it to begin with. Otherwise, you know, it's questions in the past about starting an online magazine, print magazine, doing media or journalism, and whether people really believe this or not, if you do not like dealing with people, you don't like writing, you know, you don't like mm-hmm. interacting, you don't like the tedious aspect of it all, more than likely it's not going to be for you. And we try to be very honest, you know, we try to be very honest with that because, you know, again, you have those days where everything is just not pretty. People don't realize sometimes that picture that you may see on Facebook, you probably fell down and scuffed your knee to get to that celebrity. You know, I'm just being colorful with my example. Y'all mm-hmm. bear with me. But,
it's about being honest.
Yeah, you might have scuffed your knee going to that celebrity where they might have looked at you crazy before you actually said cheese or whatever on the picture, because, you know, so that's the thing, just the reality of it. It's not always going up to that person and saying, hey, so-and-so, I remember you on this television program. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Now, it is sometimes, it is a lot of times, of course, but then you have, again, you're dealing with different personalities. You're dealing with different people from just different walks of life. And so the main thing is just doing your homework, getting definitely with someone or a group or an individual or a mentor who is has been where you're going, and just to be a student, you know, be a student so that you can hone your craft to do exactly what you're setting out to do.
And I know that's kind of long. Yeah, I want to just add one thing to that, and not expecting things to happen overnight. It's a process, you know, so you have to have a lot of patience.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We have passed time a little bit, and we need to go do our tiny tip. So, listeners, stay tuned. Listen in. We have an awesome tiny tip for you. And again, we're on Twitter. It's Business Babe. It's Business BAB1 and Beautifully Said Magazine, BSM_magazine. Hashtag Savvy Solutions. Be sure that you're following, you're tweeting, and that you're listening in. We will be back just a second.
All right, guys.
It's time for Tiny Tips with a Huge Impact.
Twins for the tiny tip.
Okay, this is
I have one.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you gonna go? Are you gonna go first?
Okay. this is Tasha. Okay, so I have I'll say tip number one, and tip number one would be if you are a writer and you have finally gotten your article in a publication. First of all, yay, that's congratulations when that happens. But the tip that I would have for that would be think of it as an investment. So what I mean about think of it as an investment is, okay, now you've gotten your article in this publication, so what do you do with it? You want to promote it. And a lot of times people think promote it. Yes, if that means if it's print, do I purchase a copy? It may sound weird to even think about purchasing a copy and your article is printed in there, but think about it again as an investment, and that's my tip. And the reason why is not only are you, again, displaying the magazine that your article is in, you're also helping yourself to further get more work or have your articles published in other publications. And it's also a way for you to be able to show your family, your friends, anybody else, your article that's now published. So the tip would be when you're writing and you happen to have your article in a print magazine, just invest in it. You can even ask for an author discount. There may be an author discount with that particular publication, but you definitely want to be able to invest in your own writing and your own self so that you can further your career.
Okay, and I have a quick tip, Melissa. You are your brand, the first brand that people see before they even know your business brand. So I would just say my tip is to always operate with integrity.
All right. Your tiny tips have been brought to you by the Twins of Media.
Yes, Tiny Tips brought to you by Beautifully Said Magazine, Twins of Media. Thank you, guys.
We are back with Beautifully Said Magazine, and it's business, baby. So within the tiny tip, you said something interesting on investing in yourself. And so many people, they'll get published or they'll, you know, submit an article, whether it's through Haro or whoever, and it's just sharing, hey, you know, check out this magazine I'm in it. Hey, here's a – and you can tell the snapshot is from the internet where they took a picture and posted it. And, you know,
wow.
Like you said, investing in yourself and – you said, wow. So investing in yourself. So that makes so much sense. It, you know, I see it, but it's like, yeah, okay. It, you know, it's not that big of a deal instead of sitting out with the magazine in your hand and it's open – to the page, and you're, you know, doing a snapshot. So can you elaborate just a little bit more on that, on why you would say invest in yourself? And you mentioned how, yes, it can help you, you know, further your career, but the importance of that, just simply
before
the
Latasha
importance of it.
I'm sorry, before Latasha answers that, this is Tricia. I would say so people can take you seriously, and I'll let her go in more into detail.
Yeah, no, definitely, that's great. Yeah, people can take you seriously, and, you know, how far do you want to go in your career? Now, here's the thing. If you have proclaimed that you are a writer, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're a writer and you just want to sit there, you know, at the park with this journal and you just want to, you know, by yourself and not have anybody benefit from that? So that's why I brought up the fact about investing. And a lot of times we might not look at it in that way as a writer. You know, you're already investing to a certain point when you're sending out you're pitching your articles to publications. So you're already in that process. And so when you get to the point where it's published, you know, that's not the time to stop. You don't stop right then and there. You keep it going. And you are your business, like Patricia said, you are your brand. And what better way to brand yourself than to say, hey, I've got my article published in Beautifully Said magazine. Check it out. Read it. Go ahead and get a copy. I'm in there. See what I'm talking about. Not only to see what I'm talking about, see what the magazine is talking about, because you also should be able to, it should also match up. What you're writing about should still be in the same culture of the magazine, you know. So it should be very similar as far as, you know, just being on one accord with that and not having it be so different. Like, again, what I mentioned earlier, you're not going to send an article to a car magazine if you're in no way interested in cars at all. So you just want to have it matched up. But, you know, just investing means to take yourself seriously, as Latricia said, to create your brand. And you can create your brand even working for somebody else or submitting articles to somebody else. You really can. You can carve your own little company within doing something for somebody else, and that's what it is. And basically, you're selling yourself as far as a writer. When you have your article published and you're saying, hey, look at me, check this out, this is what I'm doing, you have determined at that point, I am a writer, I take myself seriously, I take what I do seriously, I would love for you all to be able to take notice of this, tell me what you think. All of that information, all of that feedback, that only helps you to get stronger and better going forward.
Okay. Do you think people can go overboard? And what I mean by overboard is I call it a serial submitter. You know, they just submit to all of these different publications, whether it's digital or print, and they just keep submitting, but you don't really see a lot. And all of a sudden, I'm in this arc, I'm in that arc, I'm in this one, and this one, and this one. Do you think it's too much where they can go overboard?
This is Tricia. I call it determination. It depends on the angle, because you do have to have some sort of direction, you know, and if you don't have any direction where you're trying to go to, then it may seem like you're being a serial person that's just posting stuff here, there, and everywhere.
Actually, that's one way of looking at it, and it's definitely a good way of looking at it. The flip side of that would be not being careful. And what I mean by that is if you're submitting, you're submitting, you're submitting, are you submitting with purpose? Do you know exactly what you want out of what you're submitting? Are you keeping track of what you're submitting? I mean, because if you're submitting to 20 publications on a weekly basis, and towards the second week, do you know the publication that you submitted to the week prior? And so you just want to keep track of where you're submitting these articles to, so that when you do start to hear back from someone, whether it's a phone call or whether it's a letter, you remember, you know, you've jotted down notes, you've taken down information, and you're not saying, okay, wait a minute, when did I submit that? So, you know, submitting in multiples is good. You just want to be careful and keep track of what you're doing. And again, why are you doing it? Just to make sure. Just don't start sending them to everybody.
and without any interest. Again, we have to go back to, you have to have an interest in where you're submitting your articles. If you're not interested in that publication, don't send it to that publication, because your heart's not going to be in it, and you're basically just doing it just to be having your work listed somewhere. And it goes to that investment thing. You're not, you're more likely to show off information if you're proud of, one, your work, and you're proud of the publication that your work is in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we are coming up to the end of the show. This has been a good show. It went by so quick. You know, so much good information. And, you know, between, I know we were bouncing back and forth, but between the two of you, it was like, you know, this is some good information that people really need to know. That is,
thank you,
you know, starting out, or that they're building their brand and they're just trying to figure out, you know, what I do, how do I do? But I mean, you know, as well as all of us, that it is hard to get in the bigger publications. And it's like, you know, starting out with some of the popular, no, not as big maybe as your, you know, Essence and, you know, all of those, but, you know, start locally with some that's already have, you know, put their footprint in the sand already, and kind of learn on your journey and build from there. So I thank both of you for, you know, sharing that information. But before we go, I want you to put out, you know, how your website, your social media, so if anybody want to follow you, contact you, what is the proper way to submit articles, if there's any articles you're looking for to start adding into your magazine, just, you know, let us know what you need so we can continue to support.
Trisha, get better with social media handles than I. Go for it, girl.
Yeah. There you go. That's your strength and weakness. All right. There you go.
Latricia? I'm not sure what happened. Maybe she left out this time. What our social media handles, Facebook, we're pretty much Beautifully Set Magazine across the board. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. Twitter, it is Beautifully, S as in said, S-A-I-D, but it's the letter S, magazine.com. Again, that's Beautifully S, magazine.com, and that is for Twitter. And for, like I said, Facebook, Instagram, we're Beautifully Set Magazine. And for our website, it's beautifullysmagazine.com. Again, that's beautifullysmagazine.com. And as far as submitting articles, our email address, for anyone that's interested in just sending us an email, is info@beautifullysmagazine.com. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at beautifullysmagazine.com. And, yeah, go ahead and send us an email. And as far as anyone interested in submitting articles, finding out a little bit more information about Beautifully Set Magazine, what we look for is just content that sticks to the culture. Again, creative artists, entrepreneurs, and everyday lifestyle living. We have articles that range from health and fitness to business, trending articles, social awareness, all of that. And the best way to go about that is to go to our website, you know, beautifullysmagazine.com, check around, kind of peruse around, look at our articles, look at our trending articles, our monthly articles, just kind of get a feel for the magazine. And that's really a great way, just familiarize yourself with the magazine. And if you're interested, then definitely get in contact with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So, again,
I'm
you
sorry,
know,
guys.
We're constantly... That's okay. You have anything you want to go ahead and add?
No, I think she covered it all. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
You know what, Melissa?
Okay.
Melissa,
ma'am?
She did that on purpose. She did that on purpose,
no,
because I needed to do the social media handle. So that was her way of making me do the social media handle. So I just want to let the audience know that.
I'm going to let you make it. It was kind of perfect timing, because as soon as you said, "Gone girl, you have that," she went click.
Yeah.
No, that's what happened. It wasn't
on purpose. She's a minute older than I am, so she does have a tendency of doing that sometimes. So I take it all. It's okay.
She's sorry.
Yes.
Ladies, thank you again, and y'all have a wonderful day, and I really enjoyed the conversation. Hopefully we could do it again. And anytime, just contact us. You want to be a part of the show.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for having us, okay? And thank you for
all
the listeners that tuned in. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.